Welcome to the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. I'm your host, Jeff Ross, the caffeinated kangaroo from Down Under, here to help you navigate the wild world of social selling and AI mastery. Whether you're a frustrated affiliate marketer, an inspiring coach, or a seasoned network marketing pro, you're in the right place. And each week, we'll be deep diving with key experts from the online business world, sharing their tips and tricks and stories to help you elevate your game. Plus, I'll be serving up some quick coaching episodes packed with actionable insights to keep you ahead of the curve. So grab your favorite cuppa, sit back, and let's hop into another episode. Welcome to the journey of mastering the art of social selling and AI while balancing life as a laptop lifestyle legend. Let's get started and enjoy the show.
G'day, Jonathan. How are you, mate?
Hey, good, Jeff. How are you?
This is so good to meet you in person. Well, by Zoom anyway.
Close enough. I mean, it's as close as we're going to get, right? For a while, at least.
Especially here in Tasmania and you're on the other side of the world.
I was going to say, if I'm not mistaken, we are about 12 hours apart, which means we're about halfway around the world for each of us.
Yeah, whereabouts are you?
I'm in Alabama, United States, so central time zone. So it is currently 2:30 p.m. for me.
Yeah, it's 5:30 a.m. here. Just kicking on 5:30.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit more than that then. Yeah, so the joys of being over in Tasmania, like you said, right?
Sure is. Anyhow, let's dive in.
Sounds good.
So this has been recorded, but I'll edit this part out. And I'm just to give you a heads up. So just starting this podcast, launching probably mid-May. Just getting
perfect.
A few pre-recorded episodes set up. And it's really just to help sort of fill the gap, especially here in Australia, to big some of the social selling and AI mastery experts to the forefront and just share, interview and share their knowledge and wisdom, a little bit like how Napoleon Hill wrote the book Think and Grow Rich.
I love it. Well, let me know how I can add value, and I'm here to do whatever I can.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, awesome. All right. Well, I'm pretty new to this game. I'm not new to this game. I've been in the game for 16 years, but new to podcasting. See how we go. Well, g'day, John. Jonathan. Is it Jonathan or John? What do you prefer?
Jonathan, please.
Yeah, too easy. I always like to ask for permission, that's for sure. So, g'day, Jonathan. It's great to actually meet you here from the other side of the world. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I always love to unpack people's story, their hero's journey. So can you share your story with us and what it was like when you first started and the lessons that you've got along the way to dive into your sort of personal hero's journey story?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah, so I've been involved in marketing and IT for decades now. I've earned all this white hair on my face. I like to tell everybody that I sold my first website, which is true, in 1995. I'm pushing almost 30 years ago, and I've been involved in one way or another in marketing and technology really since then. Have made a lot of mistakes in life, had some fun and interesting and some not so fun problems along the way, but. Most recently, in the last about 15 years, started a digital marketing agency after having worked for others for a couple decades and sold or actually walked away from that, stepped away from that last summer because of AI. AI really caught my interest in as a digital marketer and also as a adult male diagnosed with ADD at 43 years old about a decade ago. I realized that while I think ADD is a superpower of mine, AI really amplifies that in a positive way because it allows me to do things quicker. And that's what I want out of life. I love that. So I started another company called Whitebeard Strategies. Imagine where I got that name from. And out of that, my goal really is to help other businesses figure out how they can effectively integrate AI, I'm definitely doing a flashback there. I can integrate AI into their businesses in order to achieve three goals that I have for them, and I hope it aligns with them. One is to save time, whether it's them or their employees, help them save time. Number two is improve their profits, because done well, AI can definitely positively impact profits. And I don't know what it's like over on your side of the world, but over here, groceries are a lot more expensive than they were a couple of years ago. And so profits matter. And then the third part, which is probably the part that gets my servant's heart really excited about things, Jeff, and that's the fact while we can save time and make more money, we can also deliver a ton more value to our customers and our clients. And we can do it all at the same time. And I've never in my 55 years of life been at a point where I could say, I can save time, I can make more money, and I can give you more value all at the same time. So I'm really excited about it. That's what I focus on. And I spend a lot of my time focused on simple AI integrations and prompts because everybody wants to overcomplicate everything. Yep. And I try to keep it really simple and practical and bring it down so that generally after just a short conversation, I can help you save time and energy and make more money and not have to invest in all these fancy schmancy tools. Some of them are needed down the road, but they're not needed to get started.
Absolutely love that and totally 100% align with all of that. You know, I've been in the game for 16 years. I started off with a digital marketing agency as well, lost that due to COVID, cleaned myself up and got into the coaching, the network marketing game. And AI has played a big, big part of me helping me to build our network marketing business and now coaching other people how to do that. And it's just changed the game in all those areas that you mentioned. You know, it's saving me time. It's giving me more, helping me to add more value to people's community. And you know, through that, you know, even more return and getting it back as well.
So, 100%.
Yeah, thank you. And I love to unpack sort of some of overcoming some of the obstacles that you've recently faced. So tell us about a significant challenge that you've recently faced and how did AI help you to navigate and find a solution for that?
I think it was a self-inflicted challenge, but when I decided to step away from my digital marketing agency last summer, obviously having founded that in 2010, I had been part of that organization for almost 13 years. Stepping away was a really big deal and a big challenge because I'm like, okay, I'm basically back in startup mode at this point in time. My choice, you know, something I wanted to do, but put me back in startup mode. And AI really helped me through that because I used the same tools that I talk about all the time to help me figure out, okay, how can I identify the pain points that my target audience is experiencing? What can you help me understand about those pain points? And then based upon the solutions, based upon what I want to teach people, keeping things simple again, I'm not here selling software or any of that. That's not how I make my money. I literally make it by helping businesses integrate. How can I then present those services and identify those pain points with my clients? Essentially, you know, find that spot that needs to be itched so that I can help them solve that problem of theirs. And then we used AI to figure out how do we productize, monetize our offers? How do we figure out how much to charge? How do we streamline the process that we're doing? As we launched last summer and now we're 9 months in, we've already made tremendous changes in how we deliver to our clients. Again, in order to have us save time, make more money, and deliver more value to our clients, that we're using AI literally on a daily basis with inside the company to help not only better serve our clients, but also to help make sure that we're doing the best job in delivering the most value to them. A simple example would be I got a message about an hour and a half ago from another gentleman who I know. I was on his podcast recently. He's like, hey, Jonathan, I got a question for you about AI. I want to retell my origin story. I don't know how to do that. And he gave me a little bit of background. And he's like, I don't know where to start. Can you give me a prompt? And I said, well, I can do better than that. Let me throw this in the ChatGPT real quick. Let me prompt it. And I did. Literally, within about 15 minutes, we had an origin story that was written for him based upon the data that he'd given. I had proofread that over in Claude. I wrote it in ChatGPT. I went over to Claude to proofread it. We made some improvements over there, and I like using different engines to do that. Mm. But again, within about 20 minutes, we had rewritten his story. I'd sent him all the chat windows. I'd sent him the prompts I'd used. And he's like, how did you do that in 20 minutes? And I'm like, it's just a matter of knowing two things in that case. One, I know what an origin story is, and therefore I can prompt AI how to create that. And secondarily, it knows a lot about origin stories. And so I didn't need to necessarily spend hours learning about this client. I literally went to his LinkedIn profile on his website. I ran a prompt on there to give me a summary. I fed that into ChatGPT, said I need to write an origin story. I need you to base it upon Russell Brunson's basic theory from ClickFunnels. And I want you to write this, create an outline. Now we'll write each section. We put that into a Google Doc. We throw that over into Claude. We have it proofread. We have it improve. And voila, 20 some minutes later, we're done.
Love that. Man, it's just such a powerful tool, right? I'm actually starting an online church and just done a similar sort of exercise and just sort of shared the love of our heart and, you know, our why and what we see.
Absolutely.
And straight away it was able to come up, capture everything and put it into a mission statement and a vision statement and just something that people could buy into straight away. And it just, I would never have been able to do that a decade ago. I'm pretty good at putting other people's copy together and formulating that, but to take that to that next level and just sort of, speed that process up, AI has definitely been a result of that and has been a game changer. I can totally.
Well, it is. And I think it amplifies. Again, I could have wrote an origin story 2 years ago. I understood what it was. I was familiar with it. But to write that, first of all, I would have had to have scoured the LinkedIn profile and I would have had to have personally learned it. And then I would have had to scour the website and personally learn it. And then I'd have to put together the outline. And I would have found a very similar process, honestly, to what I did with AI. The difference is that would have probably taken me an entire day to do well, as opposed to less than 30 minutes. And that's where I find AI exciting. So many people get worried about, oh my gosh, AI, you can't trust it. Yeah, you got to be careful. It's been trained on good data and bad data, just like us. Have you ever met a friend that heard a statistic or a fact or a story from somebody and you're like, no, that's just not true. AI has learned from those stories too. So not everything that it knows is accurate. So we still need to be involved as human beings. We need to be proofreading it. We need to be taking a look at it. But again, it allows us to amplify skill and amplify experience in ways that we've never been able to do before. Had I never wrote an origin story, I couldn't have probably done that in 20 plus minutes. I would have taken me more time because I would have needed to research and figure it out. I can't just go to ChatGPT and say, write me an origin story for Jeff and make it great, because it's going to just basically throw up all over itself and not know what to do.
Yeah.
But because I've written them in the past and I understood them, I knew the variables that were needed. I knew what needed to go into that. Mm-hmm. And we were able to combine all of that. And that's where I get excited about AI, because Jeff, it's not about necessarily taking a business who specializes in logistics and making them all of a sudden specialists in medical supplies. Mm-hmm. It's about taking that company that specializes in logistics, better understanding their audience, better understanding their own internal processes, and expediting what they do, no pun intended, in logistics, to a point at which they can deliver more value to their clients while being more profitable and creating a better environment for their team. I love that.
Yeah, I say it all the time. It's a tool, right? It's not a replacement. It's a tool to help us to make things more efficient and better. Love it.
Absolutely.
So talking about tools, what is your favorite AI tool you're playing around with at the moment, and what makes that stand out for you?
Well, I am a huge proponent of the major players in the industry. So your ChatGPT, your Google Gemini, Claude, Perplexity. I know some people wouldn't throw Claude and Perplexity in there, but I do. Those are some major players. And then on the graphical side, DALL-E and Midjourney, I think those are great. My current one that I'm most excited about right now is Perplexity, which is, if you're not familiar with it, is an AI-based search engine. And they've been invested from Google and Amazon and all. They've got big money behind them. They recently came out with a pro version that allows us to pick different models. So I can use ChatGPT model. I can use either of the new three Claude models, the Claude 3 models. I can use Mistral. I can use the standard Perplexity model. But it has full search capabilities. Unlike ChatGPT, which wants to argue with me lately a lot when I want it to search the web and tells me it can't do it. Unlike Gemini, which will do it once and then four times in a row tell me I'm not capable of doing that. I don't know why. And Claude, which simply doesn't have internet access. I can go to Perplexity now, and for $20 a month, currently as we're recording this, and I doubt it's going to change, I can get access to do 300 prompts a day, all on pro mode with full internet access, and I can use any one of those engines. To me, wow. At the moment, as we're recording this, Jeff, that's the value of the day. Even myself, I have a hard time doing 300 prompts a day. I mean, I can, I've done it, but that's a lot of interaction. And the models are included for $20. So I can use ChatGPT when I think it's best with full internet access. Then I can use Claude. And if I want, I can use Mistral or any of the others. And I just love that, because different models have different strengths.
Yeah, 100% agree with that. It's the same with the AI image creators. I like, to do the logo stuff like this, that was done on DALL-E. But to try and do that on Leonardo AI, it just falls over. And
it does.
Everybody's got its own strength. And so just to clarify, so I can get Perplexity for $20 a month, and that'll tap into ChatGPT for Claude and sorry, what was the other one you mentioned? Gemini.
Mistral.
Mistral.
Not Gemini, Mistral at the moment, yep.
Yeah, so I only have to pay the $20 and I have to pay I don't have to pay ChatGPT.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not paying ChatGPT. So, right now I've got a ChatGPT subscription. That's $20 a month. I've got a Claude subscription. That's another $20 a month. So, and I've got a Gemini subscription. That's $20 a month. So you throw all that together and I've got $60 a month, and I still am going to have let's just say, on and off internet access, because Claude won't give it to me and ChatGPT and Gemini. It all depends on their mood, quite candidly, it seems like. I think it really depends on server load. And if they're too busy, they just tell you they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Or I can go to Perplexity, which if you haven't used it, and I haven't been a subscriber for long, Perplexity is just an amazing search engine, because not only does it give you the links, like, you know, we do a Google search and we're going to get, you know, 10 links. That's great. But now I've got to go look at all those 10 links. Perplexity gives me the links, but then it summarizes them and comes back with AI and answers my question. So if I want to figure out how to make lasagna tonight, I don't have to read 10 different articles to find the right one. It's going to do that. And it's going to give me the recipe. Saves me tons of time and energy. And again, a lot more than just recipes. Now I can combine that, just like you said, with ChatGPT 4, which is their premium model. I can do it with Claude 3 Sonnet, or I forget the other one that they call it now, but they have two different models that are available. And I get so many searches. I also, by the way, get DALL-E access and Stable Diffusion. So I can create images in both of those platforms. DALL-E, like you mentioned, being great for illustrations and infographics, and Stable Diffusion being great for photos and photorealistic imageries. Lots and lots of flexibility, all included for $20 a month. I'm super impressed right now with them.
My nerd radar just got turned right up. I'll get to check out this book. Love it. So talking about the future of AI, like, how do you envision the future of AI, and what impact do you believe that it will have on the world?
A great question. I think the most common thing I hear, there's two big issues that I hear. One is, oh my goodness, what about AI ethics? We'll talk about that and I'll give you my perspective. And the other is, I'm going to lose my job. Oh, no, you're not, unless you decide not to pay attention to it. So I'm old enough to remember when PCs came out, because I got my first PC in college, and that was before most people had them on their desks at work. And I remember there were plenty of people at that point in time that thought the PC was going to be the end of work as we knew it. Nobody was going to have jobs. The PC was going to do everything. Well, look around today. Everybody's got a PC or more on their desk, and it's allowed us to be more efficient in many ways, and we could argue that as well, but it's given us tools. AI, in my mind, is going to be the exact same thing. If you want to be the old stodgy person that sits there and says, I'm not going to use the AI, you're going to be like the person that said they were never going to use a PC. At some point, people using PCs got faster and more efficient, and they replaced the person that wasn't going to use them. That will happen with AI. AI isn't going to take your job, Jeff. It's not going to take my job, unless we stick our head in the sand like an ostrich and go, I'm going to act like it doesn't exist. Then, yeah, you might lose your job, just like people that made the buggy whips back in the early 90s lost their jobs when the internal combustion engine came out. So that's certainly possible. The other thing that I hear all the time, like I said, is, oh my goodness, what about AI ethics? ethics aren't, and I'm going to really tick some people off here, and I'm sorry. Ethics aren't limited to AI. If you don't have ethics in the way you operate business, having ethics in AI doesn't matter. You need to live a life that is ethical and moral, and it has nothing to do with AI. Okay, soapbox is done. I'm off.
I 100% resonate with your heart on that. Yeah, and AI is not going to replace people. People will replace people that learn how to use AI has been something I've said all along.
Absolutely.
So I follow quite a few influencers in the AI and social selling space. I've been following yourself now for a couple of months since you've come into my radar, and absolutely love everything that you represent and very excited.
Thank you.
So who do you follow?
Good question. So there's a number of people that I really try to follow and pay attention to what they're doing. I probably biggest one, and now my ADD, by the way, is going to kick in, and I'm not going to remember anybody's name as I do this. So I apologize if you're one of those influencers that I'm supposed to be following and I'm not. Let me go pull up my website, because if I pull up my browser, I, of course, like every guy with ADD, I've got 400 tabs open, but I'll be able to quickly find a couple of these that I've got. One of my favorite guys that I follow, and his first name is Matt, and I apologize, I'm going to forget his last name. He does just tons of information on AI, news and everything else. He does a beautiful job. And in just a minute here, I'll pull up he does Future Tools IO, by the way. And what is Matt's last name? So Matt Wolf, that's it.
Yep.
So I love Matt Wolf. Matt's great. One of the things I really appreciate about Matt is Matt, much like myself, isn't out there trying to sell you things all the time. One of the things that really frustrates me is about so many people in AI that I won't mention, even though they're very, very wise at what they're talking about. Unfortunately, in the process, they're so focused on selling me stuff that they're not focused enough on adding value. And I just personally, again, rubs me the wrong way. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just, I don't like that. I want to add value. help me understand what's going on, and then from there we can learn a ton more. That's just the way that I tend to look at it. Another guy that I follow a lot on AI, who I get a tremendous amount of both business and AI information from, is Perry Marshall. I really like following Perry and his information. I actually was fortunate enough to have a conversation with him, I think it was last week, and go and talk about some AI stuff, and that's really cool. He's in Chicago this weekend doing one of his conferences, and just some great overall information that he's got. So those are two of the guys that I follow. There are dozens more, but Matt and Perry are two of the big players that I'm watching on a regular basis and paying attention to, because I think, again, they've got a good heart for where it's happening. They've got a good perspective on both business and on AI. And when I look at AI, other than occasionally when I'm messing around in Midjourney or trying to write a book for my grandbabies, I'm using AI mainly for business purposes. And so those are the people that I tend to follow the most.
Yeah, cool. Remind me when we jump off this, I'll have to introduce you to my mate, Tom Simmons. He's just launched about last month an AI symposium, and he's about,
oh, that'd be fantastic,
every quarter, and he's looking for panelists and speakers to jump into this space to look at doing a whole weekend symposium next quarter. So I reckon you'd be perfect for that. So I'll have to introduce you to Tom.
I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. So looking at hindsight, so I always like to look at, 2020. It's beautiful vision. If you were to start your whole journey all over again with the knowledge that you have now, what would be the three actions and the skills that you would master?
That's a really, really deep question. Let me ponder for just a moment. I think communication is where I'd start, Jeff, because whether we're talking AI or human beings, we need to know how to communicate. If you can't effectively take what's in your mind and get it out into a keyboard or through your mouth or whatever, verbalize to type what you're saying, you're not going to be successful in society, and you're not going to be successful with AI, because we need to be able to transfer that thought into a way to communicate with either, again, our fellow man or with AI there. So I think that, to me, is probably number one. The second thing that I have learned since 2020, and I'm a huge proponent of, is a concept that I call speed to implementation. So many people, and entrepreneurs in particular, I'm guilty, I'm one of them. We have all these grandiose ideas and all these things we're going to do, and we're going to get to them tomorrow. Tomorrow never happens. One of the phrases that I've loved for many years of my life has been, good enough today is better than perfect tomorrow. Mm. And again, it's based upon that theory that if we try to make everything we do perfect, we're never going to get anything done. We have to be able to settle for good. Now, that doesn't mean we don't strive to do things great, but I have to be good enough with launching a minimum viable product, not a perfect product. I have to be good enough launching a minimum viable service, not a perfect service. Now, I'm not going to launch a minimum viable and tell my clients it's perfect. I'm going to tell them it's minimum viable, but it's still available. And if I can add value to you today, then you can see what that is and we can move forward. So first, again, communication. Second, speed to implementation and understanding that. And the third thing, again, and again, I'm going to speak mainly to entrepreneurs because that's who I am. And I know you're going to have a lot of them listening to your show, Jeff. Focus. Mm. You cannot, despite my best efforts for 55 years of my life, I cannot do three things at once. I need to do one thing at once. And if I can stay focused, I've always been able to be more successful, whether that's in my spiritual life with the Lord and trying to figure out how I spend more time in the Word, whether that's with my wife and making sure I spend good quality time with her, whether that's with my children and my grandchildren, again, where they spell, care as time, they want more time. Being able to focus, or and obviously in my business, makes my life better all the way around.
Yeah. Focus stands for, was it follow one course until successful, right? And as someone
exactly
as ADHD, I normally say it's ADHD on overdrive. It can be a superpower because it can help me just put the blinders on and I can just focus and get stuff done. But it's also, it can be a little bit of a disempowering power because I can go, squirrel, oh, I got to go over there. So
bright, shiny object. I live there every day. My wife always says, I get more done in a morning than most people can do in 3 days, or I get less done in 3 days than most people can do in a morning. It all depends on how distracted I am.
Yep, I can totally relate to that. So some just from our hearts here, and especially from your heart, I'd just love to give some advice to the struggling, online entrepreneur, the one that's sort of starting out, the one who's in that frustration city, if you will, Sucksville, like I like to call it. So for those who are feeling stuck in their online business, what's one piece of advice that you'd offer, especially regarding leveraging AI to succeed?
Wow, that really timely. I literally just was talking to one of my coaches this morning, Frankie Finn, about that. Frankie's an agency coach, and he and I were chatting about this exact topic because he reached out and he sent me a voicemail this morning. He says, "Jonathan, I have all these people reaching out to me that they're like you said, they're in Sucksville. They're just getting started. They don't have enough money. They just need to put some money in their pockets while they're figuring out how to build their business. What do they do?" My recommendation is super simple at that point in time. It's going to be two parts, but I think it's super simple. One is you need to define the rate that you want to charge in your business a year from now, not today. And what I mean by that is don't, if I'm just getting started, I may be perfectly happy making $50 an hour, but I can realize that, a year from now, it probably needs to be 100, 150, maybe even more per hour. Start there. You can always discount. So that's more of a rule, but start there. Then reach out to people in your marketplace and let them know, "Jeff, I'm just getting started with this, and I really am looking for some work. If you'd be willing to give me an opportunity, I'd be willing to give you a massive discount. I'm not going to charge you my normally $150 hour rate. I'm going to only charge you 50, and I guarantee you're going to be happy. All I ask out of this," and because you have to give them a good reason, "Why are you giving this discount? All I ask is, one, if you're happy with the work I do, when I'm done, I'm going to ask you to give me a 5-star Google review, and maybe if you're really up to it, a video testimonial. Would that be fair?"
Love
And
that.
the reason I think that's so important is if you're going to a business person and saying, "Hey, I'm new to this, but I'm hungry," almost every business person in the world wants to give you a chance.
Yep.
True statement.
100%.
Give them a discounted rate, they're going to go, "Okay, I'm minimizing my risk." That's why you need to discount your rate when you're in that "I need money more than I need anything else" mode. They're business people, so they're not going to respect you if you just discount your rate. You have to be able to make that up, and you make it up. In other words, the justification for the lower rate is that, "Jeff, when I'm done, if you're totally and completely happy, I'm going to ask you for a 5-star Google review, and if you would, a video testimonial." Now that business owner just went, "Aha, that's how I'm actually paying. And this dude's smart."
Yeah.
Because he knows or she knows if they get a review from enough of me and my peers, they can charge that $150 or $200 an hour in a month or two or 6 months down the road. So my recommendation, again, set that rate where it needs to be a year down the road. Go to some business owners and let them know, "Hey, I'm new. I'm confident, but I'm going to give you a massive discount in exchange for a testimonial when you're done."
Really love that. And back, it just takes me back to my digital marketing days and my agency days. So I started my agency, Your Marketing Nerd, back in 2012, and I did exactly that. That's how I got started. So I specialized as a Facebook ad specialist back then, and I went back to people and I just said, "Hey, look, I'm going to give you your first month for free, to get started, and then we'll look at how we can help you after that fact, and if you're happy with it, I'd love to get a review and all of that sort of things." Yeah, not quite as clearly articulated as you just mentioned, but it was definitely on the same sort of vein.
Well, and it works. I launched my agency, my new business, that way last August. I reached out and I did what I called a quick start program or a jump start program. Sorry, I called it a jump start. It was a 15-day quick intensive. We're going to help out. And normally I charged $500 for it. I told 10 people and I limited it to 10. I said, "I'll give you this for free for 15 days. But one, you need to participate in two. If you're happy at the end, I need a video testimonial." I ended up with 15 customers that were happy. I only ended up with about 11 video testimonials because getting video out of people is not always as easy as you want. But I did end up with some 5-star reviews from them, so that was worth it. And more than that, I had the opportunity to practice and learn what I was putting into place and refine that. So guess what? 3 weeks later, when I was ready to sell it for $500, I now knew a lot more about what I was getting into than I did just 3 weeks prior, and I was able to sell it more effectively and deliver more value.
Yeah, great market research. Best way to get it. Couldn't agree more. So, if for those who are listening, how can we get in contact with Jonathan Mast? And so, what are your contact details?
Super simple. Just go to jonathanmast, that's MAST.com/linktree. If you go to jonathanmast.com/linktree, you'll see all my contact information. You'll see the ability to get access to all the ways that I you can, all my resources, everything else, my free Facebook group. I think that's one of the areas, Jeff, where we might have met through. I've got almost 90,000 or over 90,000 people now in an AI prompting group. That's totally free. I give away tons of resources there. Just connect with me there. I'd love to chat and see if I could add value to your life.
Beautiful. Mate, I'm always looking for ways to collaborate with, you know, brilliant people like yourself. So I'd like to, you know, discuss maybe bringing you in for a masterclass for our laptop.
I'd love it.
Community. I think that'd be a huge asset for everybody. Would you be open?
Let's do it.
Yep. Awesome.
You bet. You bet.
Well, thank you very much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'll let you know once this podcast goes live and we can go from there.
Sounds great, Jeff. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity. Best of luck. I know you're just launching this. This is going to be an amazing podcast with great information. I'm really excited to be a subscriber as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Hey, legends. It's Jeff Rossi, your caffeinated kangaroo from Down Under. In our latest episode of the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show, I sat down with the legendary AI and digital marketing expert, Jonathan Mast. We dive into Jonathan's journey from launching a digital marketing agency to mastering AI. Learn how AI tools like ChatGPT and Perplexity are transforming businesses by saving time, boosting profits, and delivering unmatched value. Jonathan shares insights on his personal branding, overcoming business challenges, and the future of AI. So don't miss out on future episodes packed with actionable tips and inspiring stories just like this one. Tune in and stay caffeinated and stay legendary. Now for some exciting news. Don't forget to grab our new book that just launched, Social Selling and AI Mastery for Network Marketers. It's jam-packed with actionable insights and success stories to help you to elevate your game. And whilst you're here, make sure you've joined our Facebook group, the Laptop Lifestyle Dads Legends, Social Selling and AI Mastery for Network and Affiliate Marketers. This is your go-to place to transform your approach to online business with cutting-edge strategies and practical tips. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to up your game, this is for you. So why join? Well, it's simple. We're here to empower and equip you to achieve true freedom and success in your business. Learn how to balance the chaos of the mum dad life while mastering social selling and AI. So go ahead, hit subscribe button. Don't miss any future episodes. If you've loved what you heard, leave us a review and share with your fellow legends. Let's grow our community together, stay caffeinated, stay inspired, and keep making memories. Cheers, legends, and we'll see you on the next episode.